Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, Rachel, and thanks for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. In today's text, we're going to be in the gospel writer John's third chapter, beginning in verse 22. You know, most everything I know of in this life comes down to a simple issue, a matter of our heart, whether it is questioning what our capacity is or what our character is or even what our ability is to perform certain jobs. At the end of the day, I really believe it is one thing to have great ability. I think it's another thing to display great character. Well, John the Baptist, in this text in John chapter 3, he has an opportunity to become a superstar, but he chooses to hand that role off. Listen to what verse 22 says. Then Jesus and his disciples left Jerusalem and went into the Judean countryside, and Jesus spent some time with them there, baptizing people. At this time, John the Baptist was baptizing in Aenon near Salem because there was plenty of water there, and people kept coming to him for baptism. This was before John was thrown into prison. A debate broke out between John's disciples and a certain Jew over ceremonial cleansing. So John's disciples came to him and said, "Rabbi, the man you met on the other side of the Jordan River, the one you identified as the Messiah, is also baptizing people, and everybody's going to him instead of coming to us." And John replied, "No one can receive anything unless God gives it from heaven. You yourselves know how plainly I told you, I am not the Messiah. I am only here to prepare the way for him." Wow! I mean, think about this. John goes on to say in verse 31, "He has come from above and is greater than anyone else. We are the earth and we speak of earthly things, but he has come from heaven and is greater than anyone else. He testifies about what he has seen and heard, but how few believe what he tells them. Anyone who accepts his testimony can affirm that God is true." Oh my stars, John the Baptist, when he has the opportunity to become a self-appointed Messiah, says, "No, don't point the camera in my direction, point it in the direction of Jesus." A few days ago, I spoke on this podcast about ceremonial hand washing. Well, this is the argument that John the Baptist's disciples and Jesus's disciples are talking about, but really it's about John's disciples and Jewish leaders. It's really about the folks that Jesus talked about with great distress. I mean, the big cogs in the synagogue, the more religious people, we're talking about Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes, and they came and said, "Well, how dare you do this when you don't even wash your hands right?" And then they look at John and they basically say, "John, are you the Messiah? Because this other dude, Jesus, who's come from Nazareth, everybody's going to him instead of you. He's going to have a bigger crowd than you have." Oh my goodness. When I think about this in regard to social media, I think to how we look at this. How many likes did I get? And how many shares did I get? And how much engagement did I get? And in the end of the day, I guess we all look at it and say, we all want the camera pointed at us. Did you know what Jesus described John the Baptist as? He described John the Baptist as the greatest man ever born. Okay, what? I know. Wouldn't you like that to have that on your spiritual resume? Jesus said of me, the greatest man ever born. But that was said after, when John is really being approached, "Hey, our crowds are leaving us. They're going over there." He didn't take a poll. He didn't look up on CNN or Fox News to see which was the right way to put it. He got very specific. "No one can receive anything unless God gives it from heaven. You know how plain you, I am not the Messiah. I am only here to prepare the way for him." Oh my goodness, isn't this great? In verse 30, here's the great statement. "He must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less. For us to be considered extraordinary, for the Lord to look at our life and to be able to say, you know what? You don't deserve a crowd. And when people try to make you a crowd, you have the opportunity to stop and say, but it's not about me. It's about Jesus." You know what? Everybody loves a crowd. Everybody likes to draw a crowd. I mean, even if you're just like the most significant and wondrous introvert, you still want to know that people hear you and like you, and they want to hear more from you. Well, John, They literally came to him and they tried to make him the Messiah, but John understood who he was. He was nothing apart from Jesus, just like me, just like you. And he mentioned with great clarity to his disciples who were in an argument with the religious elite about how to wash their hands, and then those same guys saying, hey man, what are you going to do about all of our crowd is leaving and going across the river where Jesus is at? And he says, wait a minute, that's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I'm not worthy to tie his sandals. And then he makes the most wonderful statement, I think. He must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less. Regardless of the size of the crowd, Jesus said of John, that's the greatest man ever born. And I believe that comes from this text. He must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less. John said, what we need more of is Jesus, and what we need less of is me. Could I just say with great clarity, what Sugar Hill Church and the listeners of this podcast can experience day by day is this world needs less of Chuck and needs far more of Jesus. And that the only good thing that I offer to you or to this world is Jesus. Let's live that way, and let's not measure based on our crowd. Let's measure based on our heartbeat. And does it lean towards saying that we need more of him and less of us? God bless you, friend. I look forward to seeing you back on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. And I'd love for you to join me in my blog at achuckallen.com. It's not all the time, but it's several times a week. And I hope you'll join me for that. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.